This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Oh, that's... Am I Melbourne? Hello, Melbourne. Tom. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. Have you noticed anything different about me?
Well, you're looking very buff today. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am.
I was actually going to ask, are you wearing like shoulder pads underneath that? Because you couldn't have buffed up that much since Saturday night.
I've doubled up on the jumpers.
Well, oh, okay, there we go. I knew there was a reason.
But I've been boxing lately, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with a kangaroo or... No, I'm not like...
I've been in a gym. It's been like Rocky. I mean, in the gym, like, I'm an ethnic man in the gym. I feel like just like Rocky. I even play like Iron Tiger.
And what do you punch? Do you punch a bag or you like in the ring with a man and a helmet?
There was a man the other day doing pad work and stuff, and he said I was very good, but normally it's just a bag. Yeah.
Yeah, well, with you 65 and gay and trying to hit on you, that's the only reason he probably said you're any good. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Chad the Tinder guru, I found upon reading the news.
Why is he guru? What's a guru? Isn't that like a leader?
Yeah,
I was being
a little bit facetious. So Chad's a 26-year-old man with a hairy dad bod and very high expectations of what his future partner is to be like. His Tinder profile picture is just him shirtless, tensing, with no face. He's cut off his head, right?
So what do you do on your Tinder? Do you show the full face or do you...
I'll show you my Tinder after this.
Or are you worried about people like seeing you, like your auntie getting on and... you don't know.
You've got to set a radius on Tinder. I don't have like an age limit as well, so I don't have my auntie's age. I don't go for 50-year-olds.
Yeah, but people lie, sweetheart. You know, on that, you're gone.
So in his bio, Chad the Tinder guru has standards, and this is a couple of his standards. He's British, so I'll put in an accent for it, all right? It must be blonde or brunette, governor. Must be fit and toned, go to the gym at least 2 times weekly, be no more than 5'6", and at least no less than 5'2" in height. Be available at all times. What is ridiculous? Be available at all times. What does that even mean?
So that's a hookup. That's not a date, isn't it?
Well, that's what he's making it sound like, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this one's crass, so I'll skip over it.
So he's asking to make sure you give good BJs.
Yes. Yeah. Be able to cook and clean, be a non-smoker, non-alcoholic and no druggies, devote as much of your time to me as possible, have a steady income, no less than $70,000 per year, have own apartment that I can crash at occasionally. He's got a must not list here.
Yeah.
Must not approach other men. Oh, sorry, I've lost the English accent. Smoke, drink, or do drugs. Go to the club or girls' nights. If you can fit these criteria, swipe right. I will not settle for anything less.
Have you ever been to London?
Never.
I'm going to guarantee that he's not going to get any of those off the list in London. I mean, I love London. It was a lot of fun. But let me tell you, they're definitely not blonde. They're definitely not 5'2". You know, like they all do drugs, they all drink, and none of them earn £70,000 a year. I mean, I'm not quite sure. Basically, the only one he's going to get a call from is from the Queen. It'll be Her Majesty. Hello, she'll be saying.
Hello, Chad.
Yeah.
I struggled to think that this was a real man. I wanted to know, because you just asked me before, but what would be in your Tinder bio if you could be just as brutally honest as Chad?
Well, I don't use one word, thick.
Thick?
Yeah, I'd like a thick wallet. Thick thighs, you know how much I like legs.
You like legs so much. It's
and
strange.
Also, definitely, you've got to have the big D.
Dollar bills, big dollar bills.
Well, I was more thinking down lower.
Tom, I can't keep covering for you.
That's why you play another song.
Tom has just run back into the studio with his coffee.
The machine wouldn't work. And I was in panic mode and I thought, I can't leave.
You were
I get
in
coffee.
Panic mode. I'm here sitting in the studio by myself without our producer, Andy, who's away on a holiday in Manila right now, just left us.
I know. That's been our problem this morning. We're all over the place. It's because Andy's not here.
No. We're tightening up, Tom, because we're talking about drunk shopping now.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, this is your idea. Look, it turns out when you're buying a zebra print onesie in a drunken shopping frenzy, you're probably not alone, Tom.
Well, that's true, because this place in America did a survey of 2,000 alcohol-consuming adults and found that they spend up to $48 billion a year.
Did you say 48 billion with a buh?
$48 billion.
Buh for banana.
Yeah, for banana.
Whoa.
They spoke to 2,174 alcohol-consuming readers between 1 week, and 53 of them had shopped online. But, you know, 53% of them were males as well.
Really?
Yeah, so as a result, it shows basically what happens is you shouldn't shop drunk online.
You shouldn't.
Have you ever done it?
No, but like, I don't have any money.
Look, I've done it lots of times. There was the last thing I bought was there was this organic tequila. And it was in these beautiful little skull bottles, and they were hand-painted. And I said to Wayne, they're so cheap, they're only 70 bucks. You get three bottles, hand-painted organic tequila.
Yeah.
It arrives. They're as big as 50-cent pieces. I didn't look at underneath. No. So I'm thinking I'm going to get like a half a litre bottle of tequila. No, no, no. There was about 15 mils in each bottle.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, so I'm actually banned from shopping online.
I was going to say, you need to start watching your spending, mister. You're crazy.
Well, I think last thing, before that, the last thing I bought, there's a thing called a chimenea, you know, the little fires that you put on. And we had a really nice one for years, and it was a big party we used to have. Well, it broke, so I thought, I'll buy a new one. I'll buy a cast iron one. It came, and they said, this can't be my chimenea. It was big as a coffee cup. So it was actually made for a doll's house. I don't know. Right. I thought, whatever I bought.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about drunk spending online. Sometimes you get a little bit inebriated. Sometimes you go for a bit of a shop. Now, I've noticed, Tom, every single time you come into the studio, you've always got a brand new pair of shoes on. Is that the result of spending online when you're a little bit intoxicated?
Well, that is true, but I haven't bought shoes online. That's the one thing I don't buy, because when it comes to clothing, I like to feel it. I'm old-fashioned. I want to try it on and do it. Because you do like my yellow shoes today, don't you?
Yeah, little banana shoes. They are very nice. Tom comes in every week with a leopard print, alligator, sparkly, pink, purple. I don't know how you do it. I've got three pairs of shoes, Tom.
Three pairs?
Yeah.
Last time we went away somewhere for 2 days, I took six pairs of shoes.
You're right.
Yeah, because you don't know. You might need some for going out on the beach, some for like a pair of thongs to get around. Actually, I don't own a pair of thongs. They're leather thongs.
Yeah. Leather thongs?
Yeah.
Where from?
Yeah, just move on.
Alrighty, gather around. Let's get some room temperature gossip, Tom. It's time for water cooler chats with Tom and Mikey. And this week, New Zealand white goods manufacturer Fisher & Paykel confirmed that when you press a certain combination of buttons after turning on your washing machine, and the lights will flash while it plays the New Zealand national anthem.
Well, you know what? That doesn't surprise me. The other day I flushed the toilet and it played Avril Lavigne.
You've got a real hate for her. Did you hear that Pauline Hanson was unable to attend Parliament? She's unrecognisable because she was bitten by a tick.
Well, I'm going to call fake news on that, because I know for a fact that parasites don't attack parasites.
Oh, savage.
Did you hear about the man who tried to board a flight naked? He stated that his clothes made him less aerodynamic.
Oh, poor boy. Most men would have been worried about the drag from one's quell. Now, Tom, I love talking about maths. You, I really do. Maths is my favourite. I watch it with Mum all the time. Did you hear that Inez, from this season of maths, had to attend court this week for being a tool? That's not the gossip. She attended court by a private guard.
Well, I can understand why she needs security, because all tools must be afraid of Egg Boy.
Be afraid, scared of the Egg Boy.
I've got a problem. No, well, I don't have
you
the problem.
You do have a problem.
I've
many.
Got a lot of problems, but I'm worried about you, because you're getting old. You really are.
Am I?
Yeah, Mikey, so I've got some very scary news for you. Look, we all know that bodies change. Your ears get longer, your skin starts to droop, and your muscle mass takes a big nosedive. But that's not the scary news, because your penis actually shrinks as you get older as well.
Well, it's not that big as it is already.
I know.
What do you mean?
Fatty deposits build up in your arteries, causing the reduction of blood.
Okay.
Sporting injuries. Were you a sporty boy?
Yeah, I am.
Did you get kicked in the googlies a few times?
I mean, like a couple, but not a lot.
Causes build up of scar tissue. So I knew you'd be worried about this. So I've done a little bit of research. There are actually, the University of Harvard Medical School has said there's 7 ways to actually stop it happening.
Okay.
So number one, of course, is to have more sex. Yeah. Or masturbate.
That's not an easy one.
The Harvard Medical School says you either got to use it or lose it. And it says the research suggests that when a penis is flaccid for a long period of time, it gets deprived of oxygen-rich blood.
Okay.
So that makes sense. So that's why when you wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes you have, like, the morning glory. That's the body's way of getting blood in there to keep it all fresh.
Fighting for you so you don't get shrinkage.
Now, the second one I thought was quite cute. It says, give your bush a trim. So they're not saying that you should go and get it all waxed and blah. But it's saying that linking positive self-image will increase your sexual satisfaction.
So it's saying if I don't have hair down there, I'll like the look of it more.
Well, if you keep it pretty and you take some pride in it, that means you're more likely to want to show it to more people.
Okay.
That's the way I took that one.
Yeah, I like that.
Look, number two was easy. Keep cool. You know, free balling's the best way. no one wants tidy whities anymore.
Free balling.
Free balling. So when you have no underwear on, what? So they just hang around.
Yeah. No.
Don't you do that?
No.
Well, I will tell you a story about that later, about the time that I was pantsed by one of my children in a Westfield, and I've always worn underwear since that day. I'll tell you, so I was getting a donut, and I said to the lady, I'm pointing to the donut, I put one of the kids down next to me, she grabbed my pants to say, like, pull me up, and as the woman was bending over for the donut, the kid dropped my pants. So the lady getting the donut got the front view, and everyone coming down the escalator's got the rear view. I've always worn underpants since that day.
But I believe you free ball. Why is that? Okay, keep going.
So number four, lose weight, but you don't need to because you're skinny mini.
I'd prefer muscly, thank you.
Oh, muscly. Drink more water. Please. Quit smoking.
Don't smoke.
But you know what really got me? Number seven is brush your teeth. Blokes who fail to brush their teeth at least twice a day are more likely to flop in bed. They found that gum disease gives you 3 times more likely for you to suffer erectile dysfunction.
Sorry, I read ahead there. That's insane.
That is crazy, isn't it? Look, I'm really happy about that because I tell you, I think number seven's the most important because nothing is a bigger turnoff than someone with bad breath.
Have you smelled your breath after a coffee in the morning, Tom?
Well, I told you not to kiss me kiss me before I have my coffee, not after. Yeah.
I think that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you feel better now knowing that the limited size that you have, you mean you're not going to lose any more?
I feel a little bit more self-conscious that I'm getting old. Like, you think I'm old and I'm only 20, but that's all right. I'll take it.
Just take care of it now. So use it. That's basically what it says. Yes, yeah, so.
Okay, use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it.
Masturbate more. Sorry, Mum. Tom's told me. Of course, time for Tom's Wisdom, Tom.
I'm a guru. Is that what you're telling
you
me?
You are a guru. You've got so much wisdom about you.
That's why I was wondering why you're always on your knees praying to me. But
kids in cars. Okay, so I was going home the other night with my mum. We're going back from the shops or something. We pull into my street.
Did your mummy take you out and buy you some more, you know, some more underwear and things like that? That's so nice.
She's a very lovely mother. So we pull into my street and the house just adjacent to ours, this person pulls out from, like backing out, and just goes straight back into another car.
So she come out of the driveway straight into another car.
Straight into another car, hits the car, 2 teenage girls, red P plates, both look at it, realise what they've done, loud crunching noise, and then so they start to drive off. We pull up next to the car. I've got my phone torch out, just investigating to see if they've actually hit the car. They had. So the 2 girls pull over, and I'm thinking, okay, they're going to go check it out. So we pull into our driveway. Our driveway's long, so we drive all the way down it. I get out, and I'm thinking in the back of my head, are they going to pull away and just drive off?
But they had seen that you had seen them hit the car.
Yes.
So they knew that somebody had witnessed the accident.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm a good boy. I took down the number plate just in case because I'm a little bit fearful. I went out, and I saw the girls driving down the street. They were gone. Like, they were just at the end of my street. Now, what would you have done in this situation, Tom?
Well, dob them in. So you would have went straight into the house they reversed out of and said, hello, your guest just left.
Yes.
And this is what they've done.
That's exactly what I did. And it was their guest. Turns out it was one of the boys that lives there. It was his girlfriend, her best friend, and her friend had driven out of the driveway, backed out, didn't tell her.
So they were friends with the people.
Yes.
And then they hit the people, their friend's car, and were still not going to say it.
No, yeah, more better question. What would you have done if you were the red P plate girls?
Well, look, I've never drove a car that's not insured. So that's why you have insurance. Accidents happen.
Yeah.
But I've seen someone do that in a shopping centre before, hit it, and I deliberately stayed in my car to make sure that they were going to do something.
Yeah.
And I saw him get out and he wrote a note and he did all of the right thing. And I thought, good on you, mate. And I got out of the car and he goes, oh, I've just had a little dingle. I'm leaving my details. I said, okay, no problems, buddy. Well, when I get back to the car 10 minutes later, the poor lady and her 3 children and giant shopping trolley, you know what he wrote on the car? Sorry, I hit your car, nothing else.
No way.
So stupid me thinking that he'd done the right thing. I didn't take his number plate. I didn't do all of that.
Oh, what a beast.
So, yes, I think you would. I would definitely, if I was the red P plate driver, I'd be honest. Accidents happen and that's what it's all about. Yeah.
Man, I wanted to check in. I wanted to go next door and see what actually happened. Like, I wanted to get the inside scoop. I didn't because I'm not a nosy neighbour.
Oh, you're stupid. That's the best part. I mean, I mightn't have went next door to ask him, but I definitely would have been underneath the kitchen window listening to everything that was going on.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.